disgraced woman is a community of young women who prioritize God's leading in every aspect of their lives. In this podcast, we share our stories, the good and not so great part of it, as we learn to trust God wholly, obey Him fully, and be God's vessels of honor in our generation. Every episode is filled with real-life lessons and experiences that would leave you longing for a deeper and more intimate walk with God. I'm your host, Grace Oriagan, and welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Graced Woman Podcast. My name is Grace Oriagan. I'm the host and founder here at Graced Woman. And in today's episode, we're going to be doing some sort of reintroduction and just sharing more updates about what to expect from Graced Woman in 2023. First of all, I want to do a reintroduction of myself. So if you're new here, if this is your first time of coming across the Graced Woman platform, whether it's via our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or you found us via Instagram or social media, welcome. This is also our first visual video podcast recording. So if you're watching this from YouTube, welcome to our YouTube channel. Welcome to our YouTube podcast show. We're super excited to have you here. This community is growing in leaps and bounds beyond my wildest dream. And I said I wanted to introduce myself. I am an entrepreneur, I'm a wife, I'm a mom to a beautiful daughter. I've been in business for over 7 years, and I started the Graced Woman platform, which was initially known as the Graced Up Co platform. I started it in 2020. And on January 1st, we clocked 2 years. So this platform has been on for 2 years. And this platform started just as a podcast show where I would share lessons and experiences I had from my journey as both an entrepreneur, as a Christian, as a wife, as a mom. And in 2 years, this community has grown. We have listeners in over 12 countries, about 12 countries, last time I checked. We have listeners all across Africa, Europe, Asia. It's mind-blowing. And I'm just so excited for all God is going to do in this community, even in this year, 2023. So if you are new here and wondering, what is a Graced Woman platform all about? We are a community of young women who thrive each day because we are living each day via God's lens. We are living each day in the center of God's will. That's our priority. That is our core. That's our foundation. Doing life God's lens, doing life in the center of God's will, following God's daily instruction is our core and our foundation. And because of that, we are thriving in the assignment that God has given us, in the assignment that God has placed in our hands. So if this is something you're interested, if you're interested in knowing more about how can you live in the center of God's will every day, sometimes we hear God's will and we think that is one big humongous thing. But if it's something that you've been thinking about or wondering, how can I live in the center of God's will? How can I live each day via God's lens? How can I live life not based on my own understanding, but following God's instruction and trusting God every step of the way? Then this community is for you. And we cannot wait to just welcome you into this beautiful growing community and all that God is doing here. All right. 2022 was an amazing year, a beautiful year. There were so many firsts in 2022. We launched so many new things. Well, we launched our journal and our mesh in 2022, and the feedback, the response has been amazing. Also in 2022, we started our seasonal episode. So we started to create content for our podcast based on seasons. And the last season we had, season 5, was mind-blowing. The feedback, the response, just seeing how those episodes really touched lives was mind-blowing and just so beautiful to see. And we'll be continuing that in 2023. As a matter of fact, this episode is also a season premiere for season 6, which is the first season that we're going to be starting in 2023. And this season is going to be packed. I cannot wait to unpack all God has to share in this season. Like I said earlier, we turned 2 on the 1st of January, and I can't even believe that we are 2 years already. I can't even believe just seeing the amount of things that God has done in just 2 years. I'm super excited for all God has for this community in this year and in the years to come. In 2023, we are, like I said earlier, we're going on with posting our episodes based on season. So we've divided the year into 4. In each quarter of the year, we're going to have a new season. So for the first quarter of 2023, we're going to be having season 6. For the second quarter of 2023, we'll have season 7, and just like that till the end of the year. And in a season, we would have between 4 to 6 episodes. Initially, we usually post an episode every Friday, that's every week, but now we are posting once in 2 weeks, so that's fortnightly, 2 times in a month, and that will give us enough time to create the content. Now that we have guests on the show, there is so much logistics involved in either going to meet them or just recording the episodes with them. So posting every week is not feasible right now. So we are just giving ourselves grace, not so that we are not promising that we'll post an episode every week and we don't. So we would be posting once in 2 weeks, still on Friday. That would continue in 2023. Another thing that you should expect from The Graceful Man in 2023 is that we're going to be launching more resources. We're going to be launching some devotionals, and there are just so many things that are in the pipeline that I cannot share right now. So you have to be a part of the community so you don't miss out when all these goodies land, right? We had our first live event in December. I will talk more about that later, but that event was mind-blowing. And this year, we're also going to be having another physical event, but it's going to be bigger, right? That's all I would say. There are so many things in the pipeline for this year, and we would share as a time as we proceed along throughout the year. As we get closer to the time of the launch of whatever it is that we are sharing, we'll let you know via our social media platform. If you have not subscribed to the Graceful Man Tribe, please do, so that you can get first-hand information when we share all this amazing update. All right, like I said, this is also season 6 premiere, so I want to just talk a bit about what will be happening in this season, right? We're looking at having at least 5 episodes this season, and we have 2 guests scheduled for this season. And the focus of this season, the title of this season, is Executive Life. If you listened to the podcast last year, or if you follow us on social media, or if you even attended the brunch we had in December, you know that the theme of that brunch was the Executive Life. And you would think that after we had that event, I would move on from that term, the Executive Life. But that term has been engraved in my heart since last year, and it just cannot go. And I felt deeply in my spirit that God wanted us to continue the conversation. And it's not even just about continuing the conversation, but it was just, God was just making me understand how this has to be a lifestyle. This is not just another topic. This is not just another term, another hashtag. No, this is a lifestyle of execution. So that's what we're going to be spending this season 6 talking about. And like I said, we have 2 guests who are going to be sharing different topics. I'm going to try to break down all the different topics that we'll be talking about in this season. But before I do that, I want to talk briefly on the Executive Life. And I'm going to be sharing some of my notes from the executive live brunch. We had such amazing, it was an amazing experience that we had with our guest speakers, our guest minister. The Holy Spirit moved in a marvelous way. There was just so much confirmation. There was so much prophecy. And I'm super excited for the women that showed up at that event. And I just can't wait. There has been testimonies already. So many of them have sent in their testimonies. But I cannot wait to hear more testimonies as they implement and execute everything that was shared at that event. But for you that could not attend the event, I'm just going to be sharing snippets, little bits here and there of what we shared at the brunch. But if you want to even know more, because the brunch was how many hours? Maybe 2-3 to 4 hours. But on this episode, no, on this season rather, season 6, when we're talking about the executive life, we are going to be sharing even more than was shared in the brunch. So you don't want to miss any episode in this season. Right, so let's dive into some things I want to share about the executive life. When you hear the word executive, executive is gotten from a root word, execute, and execute is a very familiar word. And when you hear the word execute, what comes to your head first? Execute means get things done. Don't just start, get to the finish line. Right, that is what execute means. Now, when you hear the word executive life, I'm sitting on an executive chair, right? And when you hear that word executive life, what comes to your mind is, oh, you have to be a CEO, or you have to be the founder of a Fortune 100 company, or you have to be a founder or a CEO of a unicorn company, you have to be high up there for you to be an executive. But that's a misconception, because if you go back to the root word execute, execute is not just for a certain kind of people. Yes, going back to CEOs of unicorn companies, the reason why they were able to grow their companies or their businesses to that level was because they executed things. They were ruthless executors. And so when you now see them as CEOs or see them as MDs or see them as top business moguls, you're like, oh, those people are just up there while I am here. But do you know that the difference between you and them is they executed and you did not execute, right? So I don't want you to see the executive life as, oh, this is something that belongs to a certain kind of people. We are all called to execute. That's what we're here on earth as, especially as Christians in this dark world. We are here to execute. We are all executors. And I'm going to be sharing some, I will not call them definition, but when you hear about the executive life number one is a life of prayer. And we're going to be looking at Jesus Christ as our example. Jesus Christ came to earth for one reason. We are aware, right? His 30-something years on earth was just for one reason. He was sent to die on the cross for our sins. And did he do that? Yes, he executed that. He came and did exactly what he was supposed to do. Jesus is a chief executor, chief executive officer of our faith. Jesus Christ is the CEO of our salvation. Because he came to earth, despite the distractions, despite the issues he had with the Pharisees, with his brothers, his eyes were fixed on the goal. He knew he was here for a reason. He was here to execute salvation for mankind. And he was focused on that, regardless of the distraction. He was focused on that. And if you watch or if you read the Gospels and you just take some time to do some research and study the life of Christ, one thing that is at the core of God, of the life of Christ, was that he was a man of prayer. Because you cannot execute without prayer. You can't execute God's will. You can't live each day via God's lens if you do not pray. Do you understand? Like, prayer is communication with God. And if you're not communicating to the one who has given you an assignment, how are you going to execute his, why, how are you going to execute and do things according to his will? That's not going to be possible. So the executive life number one is a life of prayer. And this year, there are so many prophecies that has gone ahead of us this year. And those prophecies, as amazing and beautiful as they are, if we don't work on them, they will just be prophecies. They will not be fulfilled. There will be delay in the fulfillment of those prophecies. So as much as God has sent his word, we have to act on that word. And one way to do that is to develop a prayerful life. Your life has to be full of prayers. We cannot be begging you to pray in 2023. No, the devil is so busy looking for who to destroy for us to be begging you to pray. And I don't know whatever understanding you have of prayer, but I want to tell you that prayer is not a chore. Prayer is not an assignment. It's not a punishment. Prayer is simply communication. That is all prayer is. Communication. The way you communicate with your best friend, the way you communicate with your spouse, the way you communicate with your co-worker in office, the way you communicate with your boss, the way you communicate with your mom or your dad, that's the same way God wants us to communicate with him. If you have a friend and each time you pick up the phone, each time the person calls you, you're like, oh, this person again, you don't want to speak with that person, then I doubt your friendship with that person. Because if you have a good relationship with somebody, you would want to speak with them, you would enjoy communicating with them. So that is also what prayer is. Prayer is about having a communication with our Father. That's basically what it is. And when we say living each day via God's lens, we are saying communicating with God every day. We are saying, don't just keep God afar and say, okay, I would consult you when I need you. We treat God like a talisman, like something like an oracle that we consult when we want, when maybe we have a project or we want some money or we want something or we want a miracle, then we consult God. No. God wants to be a part of your every day, your every decision, every single thing that you do. God wants to be a part of it. And you do that when you pray. You wake up in the morning, you say a word of prayer, you're on your way to work. In the middle of work, in the middle of the day, you just want to have conversation with him. You just want to tell him how you feel. You just want to express how you feel to him. You just want to share what's going on in your life with him. The second one, the executive life, is a life of consecration and complete surrender. One of my favorite scriptures is in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. All, that's complete surrender. All your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, emphasis on the all again. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Complete surrender, complete consecration. We need to understand. I saw a post early, like 2 days ago, and it said something like, this year is not about me, it's about God. Something like, I can't remember exactly what the post said, but the summary of that post was saying that it's not about you. Our existence is not about you. 2023 is not about you. It's about God. It's about what God wants to do through you. You're just a vessel. When we have this understanding, and not just a head knowledge, but is now an understanding deeply rooted in our heart, we know that we are here on an assignment. When someone sends you on an assignment, for example, in your office, your boss says, go to so-so-so and so place and get me ABC. Would you go to, if you're supposed to go to the east? Would you go to the west instead? Would you take matters into your hands and say, my boss has sent me, I'm going to do what I want to do, and then go your own way? No. You follow the instruction that your boss has given you, because that instruction is not about you. You are just a messenger. That is how we should see ourselves here on earth. As much as we want to have beautiful, lofty goals, what God wants to do in our lives, our mind cannot even fathom it. Sometimes we set goals and we think these goals are so big, but God is looking at you and like, why is this girl, why is my daughter, why is this child underestimating my ability? If she understands what I am capable of doing in her life, she won't be setting these small, flimsy goals. But sometimes, especially in the beginning of the year, we can be so focused on our goals. This is what I want to do in 2023. I want to do this, I want to do that. Without involving God, without knowing, asking God, God, what do you want to do through me this year? And you'll be amazed at the bigger things that God wants to do through you, if only we completely surrender. If only we are fully consecrated to Him. By the way, these points that I'm talking about are things that were shared at the Executive Life Brunch by one of our guest ministers, Deborah Briggs. And it so blessed me. I said I was going to share it on the podcast. And I want you people to take this very seriously. We can't continue doing life the way we did it in the previous years and expect something different. No. If we want to expect God results, results that will shake the earth, results that will be, that people will be like, OMG, this is not ordinary, then we have to do things God's way. The third one, the executive life, is a life that is led by the Holy Spirit. This is super important. Hearing from God is super important. And I'm going to talk more about this in another episode later in this season. It's going to be a full episode where we talk about clarity and hearing from God, because that is super important. The next one, the executive life, is a life of order. A life of orderliness. A life that plans things. You wake up and there is no plan for the day, there is no plan for the week. You're just running things anyhow, without any strategy, without any plan, without any order. You cannot execute without a plan and a strategy. A very shameless plug in here. If you've not gotten the Grace Journal, why? That's all I'm going to say right now. You have to be orderly. You have to plan. You have to strategize. And one beautiful thing about writing things down, whether you're writing it in a hardcover note or you're writing it digitally, is so that you can track your progress. You can track the record of God's faithfulness. You can track, because sometimes we are so overwhelmed with what we want that we forget what God has given us. We forget the blessings of the past. But when you have things written down, you can track it. You can track God's faithfulness in your life. You can even track the progress of the assignment that He has placed in your hands. The executive life is a life of order. We're going to wrap this up very soon, but I wanted to share this. The difference between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God is one word: execution. I shared this in a previous episode, that we should not be reactors. We are not called to be reactors. We are called to execute. We can't just be reacting to anything that happens. I'm in a group with some other moms, and a few days ago someone shared a link of a video that was talking about how schools in the UK now, teachers are now teaching children about same-sex marriage and normalizing the same-sex pandemic, because that's what it is, same-sex marriage and all of those things. And it was beginning to cause a reaction of fear, reaction of all sort of negative reaction, like, what will happen to our children? Our children are born into this generation, what's going to happen to them? And immediately the word that dropped in my spirit is, train up your child in the way he should go, in the way she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. We cannot continue acting in a reactive manner. No. There are so many things God has deposited in you. There are people that God has called to be creators, to create Christian educational materials for children. What are you doing about that assignment? What are you doing about that assignment? We cannot continue sleeping. We have to start to execute every single thing that God has placed in our heart, because the devil is not sleeping. So we cannot be sleeping. The kingdom of darkness, they spend years, decades planning, strategizing. And what are we doing? We are just here lounging and just forming Christians on social media without doing the work that God wants us to do. We can't continue like that. We can't continue like that. I've had this burden so strong in my heart, and that's what led to the Executive Life Brunch. That we need to wake up. We cannot continue with this kind of lifestyle and expect that the kingdom of God would come down on earth. We are the ones that will bring the kingdom of God down to earth. And there is no way God's kingdom can come to earth if we are not executing his will, if we're not executing the different assignment that God has given us. That's the way God's kingdom will come to earth. Or do you think that God will just fall down? No. You are in politics, you are in the educational sector, you are a business owner. Whatever sector you find yourself, you are in finance, whatever sector you find yourself, whether as a founder, whether as a manager, whether as an employer, you are there to execute God's kingdom. So we cannot continue acting soft. The devil is not acting soft, so we can't continue acting soft. As I wrap up this episode, I just want to remind you again not to miss any episode in this season, because we're going to be breaking down the act of executing, the act of execution God's way. We have guests that would be joining us and will be sharing on how to plan, how to execute every single thing that God has placed in your heart. We're going to be having a clarity exercise, an episode that is focused just on clarity, how you can gain clarity on whatever it is that God has given you, whatever assignment God has given you. Or if you're having difficulties hearing from God, how can you get clarity and be sure that it's God speaking to me, not another spirit? We're going to be sharing in details all of those things, and I don't want you to miss any of it. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to now officially plug in our Grace Woman Mesh. We launched this in December, and we've sold over 60 copies of this already in about a month, which is wild. Because when I was working on this design and printing, I wanted to print out just 25 pieces. I remember having a conversation with our community manager, and I was like, I'm just going to print out 25 pieces. I'm not sure people are going to buy. And I ended up printing out 50 pieces initially, and now we are printing another 50 pieces. And we've sold over 60 of these journals. And the feedback has been mind-blowing. Like, I cannot even... Each time I read another feedback, I'm like, wow, God, thank you. So if you've not got this, I want to just encourage you to get one. The link to purchase everything is going to be in the show notes. And we're also going to drop it on our social media page. The link is going to be everywhere, in all our bio or show notes. The link is going to be there. Grab this for yourself, for your friend, for your sister. Just grab this. You would understand why when you get one of these. We also have stickers. These stickers can be used on your laptop, your phone. It's just something to always remind you of who you are and whose you are, and just to give you, to motivate you. There are 9 stickers in all here. You can use it on your laptop, on your phone, on any surface. This is one of the stickers on my makeshift pen holder. And then we have our mesh. We have tote bags. This one says grow where you're planted. We have, I think, 5 different designs. So if you're interested in any of these, check out the link in our show notes, description, bio, and grab yours. All right. This would bring me to the end of this episode. If you're joining us from YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you put on your notification bell. We'll be sharing more behind the scene on our YouTube. We want to share more video content this year. God help us. So subscribe, share with somebody, tell somebody to tell somebody that the Graceful Man is back in 2023 with so many amazing things that you don't want to miss out. All right. Thank you so much for joining me once again. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.